Here in Brussels, the de facto capital of the EU, a number of public demonstrations have been staged since Israel's military offensive against Gaza started on July 8. On some occasions, the Brussels protests have become heated. Such has been the frustration at the lack of meaningful intervention from the EU.
We're very worried about what's going on in Israel and Gaza, and all our members are. And therefore, we are calling for immediate peace action. And we think that the Hamas attack does not justify this disproportionate military action by the Israeli Defense Forces.
The Israeli pounding of Gaza has already left hundreds of Palestinians killed and many wounded. Many among the dead are children. Besides, hundreds of thousands more have been forced to flee their homes. Israel has the political and military backing of the US, and therefore it also has the EU's support. However, because the US has condemned attacks on UN shelters in Gaza, the EU now also feels free to do the same.
We are condemning in the strongest possible terms the attack on the UNRWA school in Gaza and of a market in Shuaia. And we believe it's unacceptable that innocent displaced civilians who were taking shelter in designated UN areas have been killed.
All hopes are now resting on a successful outcome to talks in the Egyptian capital Cairo, aimed at finding a permanent end to the conflict. Within the European Union, there has been a growing sense of frustration and even outrage among rights groups as well as citizens toward the bloc's positions regarding the war on Gaza. They say the EU has not been willing to take a tougher stance against Israel as the slaughter of innocent civilians in Gaza continues. Critics say this once again points to the fact that the EU is under the thumb of the United States when it comes to foreign policy. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.